Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Lech Lecha, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Learn Shmein Tzvos first from Chai Eser Tiel Bas Ara Tzipora. First idea comes to us from the Kotzke Rebbe. We're opening Pasuk to our Parsha. Vayomer Hashem El Avram, Lech Lecha Mi Artzcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu famously tells Avram Aminu, go away from your birthplace, from your land, from your father's land. And go famously to Eretz Yisrael. The Kotzke quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says, Mashal Echad Shai Ober Melakam Melakam. The Mashal is a parable that a person is going from place to place. And he sees that there's a room filled with light. He sees that something is filled with ore. Amar, Tomar, Shabir, Zu, Belo, Mane. Could it be that there's a room that's lit without someone who's lighting it? Hatzitz Allah, Balabir, Amar, Lo, Aniyu, Balabira. What happened was, then the light goes on, even more, and then the Balabira, the owner of the room, says, I am the Balabira. And the Kotzker used to say this medrash in front of his Hasidim, and says, Kishagila, Tevas, Aniyu, Balabira. When the Kotzker said, the owner of the room would say, I am the Balabira, which is obviously referring to the Rabbonu Shalom, that he's the owner of the village, he's the owner of the room, he's the owner of the world. Nafal pachar godol al kol ha'amnim sham. There was a great fear that fell upon all the chassidim of the Kotzker. Here, girshu b'ramachei v'ivereim sh'achin yesh Balabira, sh'ba'al ba'as labir. They felt, and all the students felt when the Kotzker said that, they felt such a pachad, such a yisroimus, such a yir shemayim from the Kotzker that it had a shpa on everyone around them. This is what the Kiddush Levi was telling. Rabbi Goldberg said this over the Yom Noram. The one random afternoon, and the Kiddush Levi called in all his chassim and said, tonight, big announcement. Everyone wanted to know what was going to be. Was there a gzera? Was there a tehillah? What was going to be? Rain, this and that. And the Kiddush Levi calls everybody in and says, Chevra, I want you to know there's a Rabbonu Shalom. I want you to know there's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he walks out. He wanted to remind the Jews of Berditchev. He wanted to remember what the Kotzker was telling them. There's a Baal HaBira. That there's a Baal HaBira in our life that, who loves us, who cares for us. And to understand that he's always there. And sometimes we need to be able to remember that even if it looks like we're running our lives, there's a Baal HaBira running the show. I love this idea because when it comes down to it, Avram Avinu, Echad Haya Avram, has Rabbi Nachman start off the second part of Lukutim Maran. He starts off with the Torah, Echad Haya Avram, Avram HaIvri. Avram HaIvri, what does it mean, the Ivri? He was the Jew? No, he says, the Rabbi Nachman, Rav Weimar Gershlita quotes this all the time, the whole world is on one side of the river, but he was on another side of the river. He saw that it doesn't make sense. There's got to be one God. There's got to be an Echa Yochidim Yuchim. There's got to be someone, one controlling, the one who brought monotheism to the world. Echad Haya Avram, to have that Emunah. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world goes. I know what's right, and I'm going to firmly believe in the Rabbonu Shalom. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have in our DNA, and Tziv Hashem tells us. Every single one of us has the Amunah, Pshuta, and the Rabbonu Shom. Shom, all the Sram tell us. At the end of the day, to be known, there's the Baal Bira, the Kotzker. When he said this Medrash, you could see the Pachar in his Chassidim. Because you're sleeping, and he called in all his Chassidim to tell him there's the Baal Bira. That there's someone running the show behind the scenes, to be an Echad Haya Avram, like Rabbi Nachman told us, Pasuk Yechezkel. How he starts off to be Avram HaIvri, doesn't mean the Jew, it means to be, the rest of the world's one way, we'll be strong in our Yiddishkeit. Idea number two. Idea number two comes to us, the Morinayim. I saw this in the Rachma Shivka Rebbe Shlita, Imrith Tahoros. Lechacha. And Rashi tells it from Chazal, La'anoscho Tavoscho, for your pleasure and for your good. Says the Morinayim. What does this mean? La'anoscho Tavoscho, Lamdo. Shagam Medover Hanogilacha Shehinan Nosva Tavos. Even the things that are good and pleasurable and good for you. Gam Be'elutia Hiluchach Rak Michimitzas Avodos Hashem Yishabashim Sbarach. Don't get caught up in the physical pleasure, but to know that you could serve the Rabbonu Shalom, even that place of Mitzrayim, and even in that place of your Yiddishkeit, of the physicality, of the Gashmias, a person could find. Lech Lecha, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, La Noscho L'Tavoscha, that even in that you could find the Eretz Yisrael in Mitzrayim. That is, you ever think about it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, go to Eretz Yisrael, and once you get to Eretz Yisrael, famine, leave Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you wanted to say for the Morinayim over here, based on the Morinayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show him, you could be in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not being in Eretz Yisrael, but living a holy life outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're living in Eretz Yisrael through your life. And this is what he quotes over here in the piece of the Morinayim. Also, we say, Behold, Erechacha De'eyu, Kol Masach Yud Hashem Shemayim. The Pasuk Gemara tells us in Brachas Samach Gimel that everything we should do is Hashem Shemayim. Everything we do at Kadosh Baruch should be for Kadosh Baruch. So that we eat, we sleep, we talk. And this is brought down Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Reish Laman Aleph. One sif in the Siman. How do you live a Jewish life? Achilah, Shtia, Halicha, Yeshiva. Everything done with Yud-Heh, Yud-Heh. All the physical actions done with Yud-Heh, Yud-Heh. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu. You know, live a spiritual life. It doesn't just happen to be in the Beis Midrash when you're learning, when you're in Chesed. Living a spiritual life. Dafka applies when you're not learning, when you're not davening, you're not doing Chesed. How are you doing those physical actions? How are you doing that carpal? How are you doing that homework? How are you doing your weekends? Ah, what an incredible idea from the Mori Naim and from the Gemara Brachos and Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yosef Kaya brings this down the halacha. It's a real thing. It's not just a chassidish thing to be ma'oyer the nitzotzos. It's a real thing. That's obviously but a very high level. But to understand, when we do things, the Baal Tanya talks about this, when we do those physical actions, make sure we're doing it for the ruchniyistic purposes, it elevates our entire lives tremendously. Adi number three. Adi number three comes to us from the Ramban. We're going to quote the Ramban here. We have to say, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, my Shlita, my Rebbe, has been saying incredible divrei Torah from the Ramban. I highly recommend him. He gives them, I believe, on Thursday in Yeshiva in YU. Highly recommended to listen to his Ramban Shiram. I can almost guarantee he's going to say this Ramban probably on Thursday, Bez Hashem. The Pasuk says, the sixth Pasuk to our Parsha, Yud Beis Vav. Vayavor Avram Ba'aretz. Avram came into Eretz Yisrael. Amekom Shchem Etzel Shchem, Arilon Morev, Aknani, Oz Ba'aretz, Nekan, were there. And Rashi brings down the Chazal. Aspal, B'nei Yaakov, Shirvol, Ilachem Shchem. You daven over there, you went to Shchem to daven for his grandsons that were going to be there, to be able in war when it comes down to Parshas Vayishlach, with the whole story with Shechem and Dina. It says, though, the Ramban here, very, very important lesson based on the Medrash. You might come to think that, you know, Breishis, a lot of stories. It's not stories, it's a hadracha for us. Maisa avosim labanim. We have to learn from every action and every detail and every word and every verbiage to be able to learn that the actions of our forefathers are signs and signals and homework and chizik for us to know. Why is the Torah being so lengthy? It's to tell us that they're not extra things. No, chas v'shalom. The chulam bam l'lamin al-asid, for us to be able to know that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are implanting with us, and our imams are implanting with us how to live a Jewish life in 2022 by looking deep. Ma'isa avosim labonim. Kasha yavo amikul anovi mishloshes ha'avosis. Boini mimenu ha'dobar ha'nigzar. Lavo l'zara. If it happened to them, it's going to happen to us. If it happened to them, it's going to happen to us. And if we see how to act, how they acted, that's homework, and that's the lesson, and that's the kedusha that they want their children. The Torah is not just going out of their way to be able to tell us a nice story. They're giving us to be able to the ticket to life. They're giving us the lottery winner. Every single word, to be able to live with the Torah of our avos, to live with every single action. So last week, for the Hayoyim Yom of the Lulavitch Rebbe, Yisuchas Yonel put out Tayyus from the previous rabbis. So he writes on Beis Cheshvan, in the course of a talk that the Rebbe Rashab delivered on Motzei Shabbos Parshas Hachacha in 1890, he once said, once in his first years as Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe declared in public, we must live with the times. Must live with the times. What does that mean? Through this, his brother, Yehuda Leib, the Alter Rebbe's brother, Yehuda Leib, the elders of the Hasidic community discovered the Rebbe's intent. What does it mean that we must live with the times? We must live with the Torah portion of the week, and more specifically of the current day. That means if it's Shlishi, on Tuesday, you live with you have to learn from the lessons of Shlishi that day. It's not enough to study a segment of the weekly Torah portion every day. We must live with it. What does it mean to live with it? Says Rabbi Yehuda Leib, the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe was talking about. It means that when you live in your life, and you see there's anti-Semitism going on in the world, whether it be with Kanye, or with Kyrie, or with all these crazy things, you gotta look for it in the Parsha. Look for it, because it's there. Look, Maisa Avosim Labanim. To live with the Parsha means look into the Parsha, then you'll be able to see how does this apply to my life. The Torah is not a study book. It's not a history book. It's our chiyus. It's our now. It's our present. When we tap into the energies, when we tap into the Torah, when we tap into every word and lesson from the Avos and Imos, it gives us, draws down tremendous lessons for us to be able to apply now. Nowadays, the Alter Rebbe, to live with the times. Now, to live with the times, to live with the day. Like the Alter Rebbe's Rabbi Yehuda Leib used to tell the Chevra in Lubavitch, in the Hasidic community. Beautiful idea from the Ramban and the Alter Rebbe. Day number four. Day number four comes as a Miktav Sofer, Gvaldigvor, in Yud Gimel, towards the end of Sheni. Vayelech l'masa'ov min negev ad beis el, ad ha'malkom asher ha'yo shama olo batchilo v'in beis el, v'in ha'ay. So Avram had a lot of money now, silver with gold, proceeded on his journey from south to Beit El, and everything he went backwards. Says Rashi, Vayelech l'masa'ov, he proceeded on his journeys, when you turn from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, teaching us Derech Eretz, that if you traveled and you stayed in one hotel on the way to Mitzrayim. On the way back from Mitzrayim, you should stay in the same way. Gemara in Erech and Tav Zayin tells us. It's a lesson of Derech Eretz. Says Excelsior, there's something deeper there as well. And even though Avraham Avinu had tremendous wealth now, he still was misav estapik b'muat. He didn't change from his hotel. Even though he was, let's say he was a certain level hotel going to Mitzrayim, he didn't change. He isn't using for himself. Everything he had, all his gashmis was for Chodesh Baruch Hu. Says Excelsior, Tachash Oyel Mishimish Mishashim Mechabes La'atzma Chnos Es Marach Eres. But Amei Yisrael Gevul, you win the lottery, your whole life changes. No, not by Avraham. He wasn't looking to go chill out in Florida after winning the lottery. No. He didn't change from anything that he did. His whole life was for one thing and one thing only, to bring Kavod Shemayim. This is what the Ksav Sofer continues to explain. Why is it coming to tell us there that he went over there, Hayashem Allah, where he placed his tent dafk over there? Because he dafka went back to the same place that he was before, and to be able to bring Kavod Shemayim to the same place where he was before. Because not to be able to get caught up in the money, not to get caught up in the gashmis and the riches, because his life changed, but to realize that it's all about his ruchnius. And to be able to have gashmis, your life doesn't have to change. It doesn't have to change. And that's what the Ashraf HaKadosh, I think, tells us. Bashamayim ima'av al-aras mitachas. Bashamayim, you want to have ruchnius? Mima'al, you got to go for the best rebbe, you got to go for the best teacher, kivaldi. Bala aretz, when it comes to your steak, when it comes to your car and your house, mitachas, you don't have to go have the best things. You can be mistapik b'mu'at. It's a very good meat that to have. To be be'ezo ashra sameh b'chalko, to be happy with what you have, to be self-satisfied. At the end of the day, Avraham Avinu doesn't change. Not only because it's not derech Eretz, Rashi tells us. Because he doesn't change, because his eyes are on the prize. He understands it's about the neshama, it's not about the guf. Just because his financial state changed does not mean that his life changed. Incredible insight from Ksav Sofer and from the Asher HaKadosh on our priorities. Idea number five. Idea number five is probably one of my most favorite Torahs. I think we might have said in the past years, but we got to say it again. Yudalad Chav Gimel. So after the war of the four kings and the five kings, and Melech Sdom wants to honor Avram with everything, and Avram goes very clearly. He says in Yudalad Chav Gimel 1423, I don't want anything. Chazal tells us when he said those words, he was melamed. He got his chus for tzitzis and tefillin. But then he adds in the biladai, only me. I'm not going to take anything because I don't want everyone to think that I got rich because of you. Only me. I'm not going to. But my friends, the chevet that helped me, my friends named honor Eshkol and Mami, they're going to take. Says the Chavetz Chaim. What do we see over here? A tremendous lesson of Avodas Hashem. Says the Chavetz Chaim, a person wants to take on a chumrah. You want to take on a stringency in your own avodas Hashem? Good. That's between you and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Don't put your chumras on others. Don't put your avodas Hashem on others. If someone else doesn't want to have a chumrah, they want to live a certain type of way, don't put your chumrah on us. That doesn't mean shachanach. Shachanach is one thing. But you want to be an extra frum, kevaldik. But don't put it on others. Tremendous sensitivity. And this is exactly who the Chavetz Chaim was. Rabbi Razer likes to quote from Rav Funer Zuchus Yogan Alinu, says from the Chavetz Chaim himself, that the galus of the Chavetz Chaim was that the same pen that wrote Mishneh Berurah and Adam HaMakom, us between a Kodesh Baruch Hu, was the same pen that wrote Chavetz Chaim, all the interpersonal and Ben Adam L'Chaveir relationships. At the end of the day, we have to have that balance. And as soon as the Ben Adam L'Makom takes away from the Ben Adam L'Chaveir, then it's over. And this is exactly what Rabbi Yossi Zagatinsky Shlita just quoted a few weeks ago. He said, how do you know, we all have spiritual highs, but how do you know that it's stuck with you? If you become a better person, if it changed your midos, then you know that it stuck with you. But if the next day, or even that night, and your midos started to change, that maybe it was a high, but then it was gone. We have to make sure that Ben Adam HaMakom only helps our Ben Adam HaChaver shine even brighter. An incredible idea of the Chavetz Chaim. Avraham Avinu says, no, but that only me. But my Chavra me, they're going to take from the spoils. That's exactly what Rav Funer said the galus of the Chavetz Chaim himself was. The same pen that wrote Mishneh Berurah Ben Adam HaMakom was the same pen that wrote the Hilchos Lashon Hara Ben Adam HaChaver. Rabbi Yossi said, and Lawrence told us, the only way to be able to get you to know what you're doing right, look at your midos right after. Let's review these five ideas. You started off the first idea about the Kutzker with the mashal that Avraham Avinu was looking around. He said there can't be light here without the Baal HaBira, and the Kutzker would say there's medrash, and then a pachad would come on, and everyone there would be so uplifted. And this is the Kedusha Slavi, but the mice that you go around and tell everyone, come. And that night he said, you know what, Chavra, there's a Rebbeinu Shem, and he left. He wanted to remind everyone, there's a Chodesh Baruch Hu, that Echad Haya Avram, like Rabbi Nachman tells us in Tinyon, Echad Avram, what does that mean? Echad Haya Avram, there's a oneness for Chodesh Baruch Hu. I wasn't Avram, just a Jew. The one, everybody's on one side of the river. Every to be on there to bring us emunur bonusham. We have that implanted in our neshama, like the Nesiv Hashem tells us. The second day of the Mori Naim, Rashi says la anotcha la tavoscha. Even the things that are good for you, we have to uplift to understand that the physical things we have in our lives, it's not just the physical things. To know that the ore that we have in our life, the pleasure we have in our life, it's only for the Rebbeinu Shem. It's only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm learning and then davening, I'm eating, I'm sleeping for the Rebbeinu Shem. To uplift, and this is what Shulchan Aruch says. Rishlam Manaf, you want to have Achila, Shtia, Halicha, Shiva, all the physical actions done with Yurei, Yurei, Yurei. Ramban, the third idea, Maisa Abbas Samlam and Yubei Zvav, Avram Avinu, Dafka Damas for Yaakov Avinu's sons by Shechem, why? Maisa Abbas Samlam, not just storylines, they're lessons, and it's gold for us to be able to take in. That's what the Alter Rebbe said. He said, Parshas Zachar 1890, we have to live the times, and the Rebbe Yehuda Leib, his brother, says, we have to live the Torah, not just to learn the Torah, but we have to live it, the message of that Aliyah of that day. And that'll help us get through, even in 2022, an incredible Torah on living with the Torah. Ma'aseh v'asim l'bam, to live the Torah every single minute of our lives, especially with the sedra of the week, and especially with the sedra of the day. The 7 days of the week, 7 aliyahs of the week, every single aliyah applies to the day. The Ksav Sofer tells us, why did Yaakov Avinu, Avraham Avinu stop at every place, even after getting wealthy? So we know what Ashi says, the Derech Eretz, Gemara and Erechen, Tav Zayin, and Mabez tells us, it's probably Derech Eretz to stop where you went before. Says the Ksav Sofer, no, even though he was wealthy, even though he was rich, he didn't change. He didn't go start chilling out. He still went back to the same place to bring Kavod Shemayim and to bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His priorities were straight, even after getting wealth and won the lottery in Mitzrayim. Yet he still had his priorities straight. The Alter says, "Vashemayim mimam." Comes to Ruach Nius, mimam for the best. Al aretz mitachas. To be, you don't have to have the best steak and the best car in the world. That doesn't mean to be the one to be poor. To have your priorities straight. And finally, the final idea that when Chavetz Chaim tells about Avraham Avinu, he said, when he wins and Melech Tzedek wants to offer him the world, he says, no, Biladai, I'm not going to take, but the Chevra, he's going to take. Because he said, don't put your chumras on other people. And that's what the godly adds of Chavetz Chaim was, to make sure that your Ben Adol Makam doesn't, that is only uplifted for him by your Ben Adol Makam. Your Ben Adol Makam doesn't touch your Ben Adol Chavir, then it wasn't Ben Adol Makam. That's what Rafunner said the gods of the Chavetz Chaim was. The same pen that wrote Mishneh Berurah and tremendous work on Shulchan Aruch was the same pen that wrote Hilchas Lashon Hara. Shvizoch Be'ez Hashem to be able to grow in our Emunah, to tap into the energy of Avraham Avinu, the Midah of Emunah, the Midah of Chesed, to uplift the physical things in our world, to find the Ruchnis in anything and everything we do, to take the messages of every single letter of the Torah, especially these parshas of Parshas Rishis, and stop and move to have our priorities straight and to have the proper balance of Ben Adam Malkum and Ben Adam Chavero, and when we make sure to shine in our Midos, when we're so involved in our Ben Adam Malkum, it should only uplift and make us shine in our Midos and our interpersonal relationships.